For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with founder and president of the veterans nonprofit English River Outfitters, Chuck Gertz. Yesterday, we talked about a fundraiser being held for his organization. Today, we'll talk about the programs they offer that help veterans with mental and physical injuries. You have a website for people who would like to learn more.
Yes, the website is www.EnglishRiverOutfitters.org. And we've got a lot of information out there, not only on what we do, but a lot of our events that we've got coming up. One event we do have coming up in May is we have an all-lady veterans camp out coming up. And this is designed for women that have been in the military. And these ladies have all been sexually assaulted or raped while being in the military. So we designate one weekend a year to them to go out and just do whatever they want to do, talk amongst each other on how they handle different issues. And we have speakers come into that to give them resources that they may need, you know, to help them out.
Is there other programs that you operate for specific groups coming out of the military?
We do. Well, we focus on the Gold Star, Silver Star, and Blue Star families. And for those that are not really familiar with the stars, the Gold Star is the family that has lost a family member in the military in a conflict. So we have programs that we put together for them to bring them in. So it's just that group, and they know exactly what we're talking about. They know exactly what they're getting into, you know, and they don't have to talk about something, you know, that may offend somebody else because they've all been through this ordeal. The Silver Star is a veteran that has been injured in the military in a conflict. And so then we bring this group in, and it's tailored specifically for that group. So we bring in support, we bring in counselors, we bring in information that will help just that group. And then we have the Blue Star. The Blue Star is a service member that is still serving. He hasn't been hurt. They may or may not have been deployed, but they're still serving. And so then we have programs that is geared specifically for that service member that's still serving. So we bring all these people in at different times and provide them the information and the literature that they need specifically for them. We keep our group small, anywhere between 8 to 12 people. Seems to work good for us. So it's not overloading a lot of people coming in that will detract from what one person or one couple may need or want.
Well, I'm sure you're not in it for the accolades, but do you hear anything from these veterans after they go through this experience, positive or negative?
Oh, yeah. We get emails back. We have a little form that we have them fill out asking about what their experience is like, what they expected when they got there, what we could do to make things better. So we constantly follow up with them. A lot of them volunteer time to come back and help another soldier or another veteran. As of right now, through what we've done, we've been able to save 4 veterans from committing suicide. We got them into a program that would help them through their anxieties and their issues. We had 2 families that we were able to get counseling for that ended up saving their marriage from a divorce. So what we're doing down there, you know, from what we're hearing back, is very, very good, very positive. The VA centers throughout the United States are now giving out our information to patients getting discharged from the VA hospital. The vet centers throughout the United States are now giving out our information for people to just come and relax and enjoy themselves.
Well, I'm glad people are recognizing the great things you're doing over there, Chuck.
It's really growing. It's really caught on. Last year, we've done just a little over 300 veterans and their families last year. This year, we look to exceed that by about 10% or a little more.
With your events coming up in the summer, we'll chat with you as we approach those events. But, Chuck, thank you so much for all your time here.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it.
That was my conversation with founder and president of English River Outfitters, Chuck Gertz, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.